Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Saturday Night Happy Hour. We're intoxicated. I'm your host, Briar, and I'm joined by my two beautiful, lovely daddies.
Okay.
Yeah, we are.
Jamel and
Dante. I do not enjoy being called a daddy.
You're my daddy.
Hey, daddy.
I don't want to be called daddy. I hate it.
You dick around Dalton, daddy.
Dad. Call me dad.
Can I call you daddy?
No. Dad. About?
You're the dad with the suspenders and high socks.
What about Padre?
No, Poppy.
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 Yeah,
hello, Poppy. I want to be called that. That was
extremely racist and a very bad accent.
It was very bad.
It's okay, though.
I can barely speak English. I'm borderline to Thanderol.
A Thanderol?
Whoa.
Wow. Intoxicated for sure. All right.
So for those who are wondering if we're alcoholics, we're not. We're actually very high functioning human beings.
I told Briar, I was like, man, we have to drink every Saturday for Saturday Happy Hour.
No, I was like, no, you don't have to drink every Saturday. He was like, but it's in the name. We have to.
Saturday Night Happy Hour. I guess we could go Sonic.
Yeah, happy hour.
I mean, I'm drinking Pepsi.
Yeah. Jamel's the only, like, it's going to change once we get in the apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair,
I'm complaining home. That I'm not drinking right now.
I mean, to be fair, you have to drive. I mean, I don't. Fair. I'm just going to crash out on this couch.
What? Fair.
What? I mean, cuddle.
Dude, you better get used to that couch because I think it's going away soon.
Aww.
I know. It's a great couch.
So many memories.
Hey, we're moving, what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 2 weeks.
2 weeks from Monday.
Oh, wow.
I'm so pumped, dude.
I know. I'm pretty excited, except for the moving part.
Can we talk about us being roommates? How do you think that's going to go?
First 6 months through the lease, it's going to be great.
Absolutely.
By the end of the lease, we're going to be at each other's throats.
I don't think so.
And we'll end up just either A, killing each other, or B, getting married and reaping the tax benefits.
Let's hope we go for B.
No, I think you guys are going to be great.
I really think so, too. Like, I've had roommates before in the past, and I've never had such a positive feeling until now.
Oh, boy. Are you going to be disappointed?
I feel like there's going to be so much creative energy. In that apartment's going to be crazy.
That's what I think so, too.
I feel like I'm going to murder him whenever he tries to get me up at 5 o'clock.
No, dude. Here's the thing. We're going to wake up. We're going to go to the gym.
It sounds so fun.
We're going to eat healthy.
I'm very excited.
We're going to get super like hot and sexy in terms of bodies.
Hey, you're going to hate this, but once you start seeing it, you're going
to
be like.
I know. I already know, but it's my thing to bitch and moan about it, okay?
Quit bitching and moaning about it.
So, man, I hate being in shape.
Damn it, I hate being hot. God, I want to go back.
I hate having a normal pulse.
I hate having multiple supermodels around my arms.
I hate having biceps and triceps.
I hate having a gay dude named Tim hit on me every time at the gym.
What?
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 Yeah, anyway. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't hate that. What?
What? What? Anyways, I think it's going to be good. Like I said, I feel very positive about it.
No, because you already said my feet stink.
Ooh, do your feet stink?
No.
I don't care if your feet stink. You're not like sleeping in my room with me.
What?
What?
I mean, if he does, I'll just come sleep in the other room. It's okay. Or in the same room.
Jamel, do you have a problem? Answer wisely because your fiance listens to this. Nah, just kidding. What? Anything you say, I can cut out. Hey, I got you, dude.
Don't have a problem with what?
I don't know. You're just always trying to pawn yourself onto our apartment. You have your own.
Oh, no. My apartment's tiny. I don't know. It's just really tiny. I wish I had a house.
Wish I had a house, too.
Yeah. House is a lot of upkeep.
Broke life. House. Yes. Hashtag broke life.
Living house currently. I'm kind of excited to move back to an apartment. No mowing the grass.
Oh, there's I like perks. Mowing the grass.
There's I mean, perks. I do too, but okay. Mm-hmm. The house I live in, there's no central heat and air.
That sucks.
There's no dishwasher. And that's it. I do like mowing the grass, though.
Yeah, that's always. I love the smell.
It's therapeutic.
Wait, do we have a? Yes. Okay, so I had a mini panic attack. I didn't know if we had a dishwasher and a fridge.
Pretty sure we do.
Why wouldn't you?
Wait, does your fridge does it have ice, like an ice maker?
Mm-mm. Can I put one in?
Can you? No.
Well, we may have an ice maker.
That's
because a lot of those fridges have the ice maker attachments that you can buy at Lowe's.
I never really looked at it, to be honest with you.
I'm going to talk to our landlord about that.
See, Briar is basically Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Hey, you might be able to.
He knows a lot.
I like to say I'm a jack of all trades, but I'm a master at none.
Yeah, that can.
Speaking of Briar being the master of everything, ladies, he's single.
Hey, he is.
He's single. Hey.
What? He's gay? Yes. Very gay.
I'm trying to help you out, bro.
I'm trying to ruin it.
I know.
I'm too focused on being creative.
Matter of fact, ladies, they're both single. So. Oh,
no, please don't. Because then Dalton's already got a million matches on Hinge.
A million? That is not true. Right. Okay, I called it Hinder a while ago. I was like, oh, that's a crappy band. Never mind.
Are you getting a kiss from an angel?
I'm gonna crash.
Oh, lips of an angel.
Lips of an angel.
Hinder was definitely one of those butt rock bands.
Dude, can we? Okay, I kind of want to talk about Hinder, how bad they suck, but I also kind of want to talk about online dating.
Can I talk about Hinder real quick?
They both suck.
Let's the thing.
I want to talk about both of these things. Let's go ahead.
Hinder, mine's just a real quick story. Yeah. I remember the first girlfriend I ever had. We danced together in middle school to Lips of an Angel.
Uh-oh.
And that was our song.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am too.
After when's the wedding?
Oh, wow.
Get shit
Laugh
on
it. Up.
Get
Laugh
shit
it up. On. You're going to find one of my socks in your pillow.
I hope so.
Promise?
Promise.
As far as online dating, it's hard and I don't have time for it.
Is it hard?
I don't know.
Ask the dating expert.
Yeah.
Dude, I just joined in 2018.
Hitch. Is it Hitch?
Hinge, isn't it?
Hitch.
Isn't it?
I'm talking about the movie with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Hitch? Oh, that's a beautiful
movie.
Yeah,
that's what I said. Hitch. Okay.
That's a good movie. That's a good rom-com.
I love that movie. Rom-com. Is that a rom-com, though?
Yeah. It is a rom-com.
Is it really considered a rom-com?
Dude, we're going
to
broaden your horizons.
I mean, I know what Hitch is. I've watched it a million times. But I just
if you knew what Hitch is. You just didn't know what a rom-com was.
Yeah, you don't know what the genre is.
Don't judge me, okay? I watch movies. I'm a movie fanatic. I just don't go into categories, okay?
Well, then you're not a movie fanatic.
Back to Dalton being a ladies' man.
I doubt that.
Top five tips of dating online. Go.
Be yourself.
Wrong. Go on.
It is correct. You remember that one time we compared my Hinge to your Hinge?
Unfortunately.
You have a Hinge?
Well, okay, let's edit that out. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's funny.
Rule number one, be yourself.
Catfish.
Starting over.
Okay. Rule number one, be yourself.
Catfish.
Number two.
Dick pic.
Always dick pic.
Yeah. Lead with dick pic.
No.
Don't be yourself.
No.
Be always shave because it makes you look bigger.
No. No. Be creative. Rule number three.
Second dick pic.
be sensitive.
Cry. Cry a lot. When they don't talk to you back.
Number four. Always
stop crying.
Always post your height.
Lie about your height. You're 6'5 every time.
Double text. They love that.
Yeah. Double text. Send weird asterisks.
Number five.
Emojis.
Hello, my lady.
No, this is guaranteed. Number five. Always include that you love eating tacos.
Okay. Well, that's about the only truth that came out of that list.
No.
No. Have you seen those? There's a subreddit called Creepy Asterisks or Creepy Quotations or something like that. And it's always these text conversations where the guy's like, hey there, sexy thing. And then in asterisks, it's like dips fedora hat down. And then it's always the girl replying, please stop. And he's like, quit resisting me. Shyly walks over to girl and caresses her hand. Like it's
it's like so cringeworthy.
This is in text form.
Briar, why do I feel like you would do this?
I don't.
I feel
like I do actually. That's a lie. I have done it as a joke.
I don't feel like it was a joke.
Oh, it was 100%.
I do it everyday conversation.
Neither did she. Like, and now we don't talk again.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see this.
My favorite subreddit right now is probably combined gifts.
Oh, combined gifts are great.
It's so good.
Did you see that one? No, it's not going to be relevant.
Are you a Redditor, Jamil?
No. I can't tell you how many times I've downloaded Reddit, got on it, read it.
Right. See what he did there?
Exactly. Yeah. Deleted it, downloaded it again, read it, and deleted it. I don't know.
See, that's the thing. You're reading it.
Yeah.
You don't need to read it.
Well, I'm not actually reading it.
You need to read it.
That's what I just said. But anyways, to answer your question, no. I don't know why.
You're kind of like Grevin. So Grevin's tried it. And what's crazy is Grevin always dies laughing at all the stuff I send him.
It's all found on Reddit.
From Reddit.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm like, dude, if you would just get Reddit, we could just enjoy these together.
I'm the same way, but for some reason, I'm YouTube.
I used to really give a shit about Reddit, like to the point where I was posting, looking for upvotes. I was in a competition with a friend of mine.
Dude, what's your karma?
We're not going to talk about that. You've already one up me on the dating app. We're not going to talk about you one up me on Reddit.
I just want to know, what's your karma?
I don't know. I haven't logged in several years.
Can I tell you my karma?
No. So karma is.
It's probably not as good as yours.
No, I don't know what mine is. I haven't logged in several years. Anyway, karma is like total likes.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to explain karma.
Okay. So like,
go on.
Things that you like or
no things that like you posted that people like.
Oh, how do you post them?
There's subreddits.
Ah, got you.
I feel
you.
So say for example, I follow a German Shepherd subreddit because I'm a German Shepherd. Mm. So if I post a picture of my German Shepherd, it can get upvotes, which are basically likes.
Right.
That adds to my karma.
Gotcha.
Go on, rub it in.
But you can also get, if people don't like your status, you can get negative downvotes or downvotes, which are negative, which takes away from your karma.
Gotcha.
I'm just waiting for him to rub it in my face.
Right.
Well, no, I'm not going to. You're not going to tell me what your karma is.
Well, now the audience wants to know what your karma is. Now the audience wants to know how many Hinge matches you have.
No, they don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Now the audience really wants to know
how many Lego pieces I have.
What's the square root of 144?
77.
12. Stupid.
See, there you go.
It's the only thing I got on them. Watch out, ladies.
Here comes, we got a math nerd coming for you.
Oh, God.
I like how we both said math nerd.
I really need to get you guys laid.
Wait, can we just...
We're one.
Do this?
They're really holding hands right now.
Doesn't that feel good?
They're interlocked right now.
Jafufu, come on.
No, I'm not getting a part of this.
We're asking you to touch us, so you're not down with it?
Any other time I try to touch you, it's a problem.
We're inviting you. Yeah, because the other times, because we consider
you rape. Got... I, from a black man, I am flabbergasted.
He says
flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
That's what they put in walls, right? That's what they make walls out of, right? In airplanes.
Yeah, flabbergasted.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
No, you guys have definitely scarred me for life.
We knew it. We talked about this.
I will never
touch
another human being.
We did. Again. We were like, did we scar him when we said we didn't like him?
I said, you know what it is? Because we both, like, the last couple of days at work, you were kind of standoffish. And granted, this could have had nothing to do with it. But I made the speculation. I was like, I wonder if he's mad that we brought up that he touches a lot. Like, maybe that really hurt him, and now he just doesn't trust us anymore and doesn't.
No, it's just like, it's my personality. It's what I do. And it's not something I notice, because, I mean, it's what I do. And when someone points it out, obviously I get self-conscious about it. So now I'm like, I try not to do it.
Yeah, Dalton, why'd you point it out and ruin his self-confidence?
Last time I checked, you were the first one to say it.
On what episode? Because I promise you, after this one, that one doesn't exist.
You can delete it.
It's already out.
Oh, Anchor went down. That's a shame. Oh,
too bad. Everybody heard.
All the episodes are gone.
Too bad. They already heard.
Okay, to be fair, my argument, how long did it take for you to be able to touch me before?
Several months.
Several months. How long ago I known you? Jamil?
A few months.
4 or 5 months.
All right. So
we're getting there because it was about the six month mark when.
Yeah. And I just invited you to touch me. You didn't want to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm scarred. You guys fucked me up. I'm sorry.
We will at the end of this.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
For those who were wondering what that sound was, that was me smacking my knuckles against my hand and then popping my fingers.
Because he has arthritis. A
strong man would do.
He has arthritis. Like a strong man.
Do you even
live? You a strong man. Strong man pop knuckles.
God damn it. I want to get into voice acting too. I mentioned that at one point.
Where about that up?
Well, his accent.
Okay.
Like him making voices. Like I'd love to get into voice acting and do like improv and stuff like that. I just don't think I have the voice for it.
You could do it.
Yeah. Maybe.
You want to hear my Martha voice?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Martha
Stewart.
Oh, is that the black lady?
No. Oh, I forgot about her. No, that's Shoshana.
I'm so lost.
Okay, that's because you don't close anymore. No, Martha is the girl that works in a telecommunications company and customer service. Gotcha. And smokes 3 packs a day.
Sounds like one.
All right, here we go. Like
a winner. Mm-hmm. Martha, you hear that? Hit me up.
Yes, this is Martha. Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you today?
Oh my God.
Spot on.
I wish you would answer a phone.
I tell you what, honey, I get you all the best deals. That's Martha.
Oh, good old Martha.
I knew Shoshana.
Do it.
Hang on. My throat's really clear right now. So Martha's a little bit more like cigarette sounding. Mm-hmm. In terms of smoking.
You want to hit it with a vape?
That would probably help.
Do it.
He'd be choking and he would die.
This is Martha.
Oh, calm down, Lord Lucifer. Please.
Shoshana, hang on.
Jamil, do you have any
voices?
Yeah.
The only really thing I got is like, I'm really good at like, a gay black voice, honestly.
Oh, let's hear it.
I really have to be
okay.
I have to be like in the mood kind of thing. I don't know.
Well, we tried touching you earlier.
That don't work. Mm-mm, boo boo. Mm-mm. It don't work like that.
Okay. Shoshana, here we go.
No.
Why?
We're in the middle. We're not going to vape on the podcast.
You just did.
I didn't hit it.
Oh.
Yeah. He offered me to vape. Okay.
I offered him. The only vape that will ever be recorded on a podcast is Dalton vaping.
Do it.
Maybe if I need to do Shoshana again.
No. I'm not going to do that to you.
All right.
What?
He's got a beautiful
voice. No, Shoshana, Martha.
Peer pressure.
All right, here we go. Hi, I'm Shoshana. That was terrible.
I couldn't even hold it in.
I was dying laughing. I came in here to pay my bill.
Oh my God.
And it is overdue. No, here's the thing. Okay, Shoshana is not black. She's a cross-dresser.
Okay.
That's what it was. She's a Louisiana cross-dresser.
That's right.
Yeah, not black.
Oh, I've heard of that show before.
If I had a few in me, I'd probably be able to swing a few. I'm pretty decent at a couple, but
I can do my cow and chicken voice.
Do it.
Yes. I can
do chicken from Cow and Chicken.
Do it.
Hold on.
Cow and chicken.
That was pretty good.
You know who we need to get on to do an impersonation? Grevin.
Grevin, this guy is Smeagol.
Oh, he's got freaking Gollum down. Height.
Yeah. Wait, Gollum or Smeagol? Was that
same,
right?
Same person.
What?
What?
Gosh, come on. Have you not read or watched Lord of the Rings?
What's Lord of the Rings?
I hate you all.
I don't know what that was. fun fact, I actually haven't watched all the Lord of the Rings. I've literally only made it through 2/3 of the first one.
I'm sorry.
Just why?
Boring. I've fallen asleep.
Why?
I own all of them.
They're so good. Version.
I know. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying growing up, one, I've never had the opportunity to watch them. And then when I did, I fell asleep because it was late at night.
Okay, you suck.
Anyways, well, Rumi, when we move in together, we're going to watch them.
Okay,
do it.
That's fine.
Do you like Lord of the Rings better or The Hobbit?
Book or movie?
Movie.
Lord of the Rings. I can't read. Because honestly, I'm not a big fan of The Hobbit is because a lot of the storyline in The Hobbit, the movie, is not in the book.
Really?
Like the one-armed orc?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he an orc? Yeah, he is. He's in, what book is it? He's not in The Hobbit. He's mm-hmm. not at all. Like Harry that, Potter. That, all that crap that happened, like mm-hmm. the big battle and all that, it's not in the movie.
Spoiler.
Or the book, I'm sorry.
Spoiler.
Frodo dies. Anyways. But yeah, a lot of that was just added. And I was really disappointed that they did that. I mean, I understand why. Mm. Like, oh, hey, let's make more movies. Right, right. And it was good. It was really good. Like, it was awesome, but it's not in the book.
I definitely feel like The Hobbit trilogy was definitely rushed. I don't feel like if it wasn't rushed and split into three movies, it would have been better.
Wasn't The Hobbit movie shot in 60 FPS?
No, it was shot in 48.
I thought it was done in 60.
No, I'm pretty sure it was shot in 48.
All right, we're going to Google it and I'm going to be right. I'm pretty sure it was the first. Well, it wasn't the first, but that was a big deal as it was shot and played at 60 FPS.
Last movie you guys bought?
Black Klansman.
Hey, me too.
That's a good movie.
I haven't watched it
yet. Hey, Briar, will you read that for everybody?
With The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, hitting cinemas this Friday. That's false. December 13th. It's January. Our attention yet turns to one of the film's most exciting and diverse aspects. Peter Jackson's decision to film the entire thing in 60 frames per second.
It does not say 60 frames per second. It does not say.
I don't know. You said to read it, so I'm just reading what's on the iPhone, okay? Oh, look, it's gone. Sorry.
All right, for all the.
Okay, it said 48, kind of. I mean, you can easily just add 2 to the 4 and then take the 8 away, and then I don't know. It's up in the air. Jury's out. Speaking of 60 FPS.
Okay, change the subject.
The new graphics cards for that AMD just came out with run 4K at 60 FPS, which is a big deal.
Nice. Oh, that looks amazing.
Yeah, I would still take 1080p gaming with higher refresh rate versus high resolution.
Any day. Rate.
Yeah. Unless I was playing like Tomb Raider or something that's very story driven and not shooter or mm-hmm. competitive.
That's what I was going to say. Like the type of like games we mostly play are shooter and competitive.
Right. So 144 hertz. Love it. It's my baby.
I really want a PC.
I do too. Wait,
you,
man.
You have one. Sell me yours. You can buy another one.
You want my... No. Are you going to make payments on it?
What would you sell for me?
Okay, Radio Shack.
Well, what's in it? Like, no, I couldn't do it. I'm like personally all attached to this PC because I've built it up over the last 6-7 years.
You should help me build a PC, though.
I told you I would.
Let's do it.
You heard it here first, podcast. We need to. I mean, honestly, like, well, this is what this is all.
As you adjust your glasses, all nerd like. This is the
dream. Ready? We'll have two PCs. A yin and a yang.
Ooh.
This color scheme.
Mine can be all white.
Yes, and mine would be all black, even though I wanted to, well, never mind. It's fitting. I've been accepted. I got my card. Anyway, yin and yang. Dude, your hands are so soft.
I know. Dude, okay.
A lot of lotion.
No, a lot of showers.
You can't touch him because he's not, he doesn't have a card.
But. I've been scarred.
Dude, I have a native card.
Okay.
Dude, I'm just going to say this. When Brian and I lock fingers together, it's magical. Feels good.
It does feel good. What are you doing later?
Sleeping on your couch.
You want to sleep in your car?
Because you can't spin it out here.
Make sure you leave enough space for Jesus on the couch. But no, that was my
look at all these sinners. we haven't shown Jamil that yet, have we?
Well, no, I don't think so, but it's great. But no, back to the PC thing. We should definitely have two PCs, identical specs, and be yin and yang style in our apartment. I think that'd be pretty cool.
That's the dream right there.
How much would that cost?
Probably to get decent rigs, about $1,800 a piece.
Why would you need to spend an additional $1,800?
That's true. Well, I priced up all that stuff, what was it, like
$900?
Okay, well, so I don't
how much do you have right now?
Yeah. What do you mean, how much do I have?
Like what? Not how much do you have, but like, what's your specs right now?
I have, to kind of dumb it down, I have, well, you know what? No, I'm sure we have some PC nerds out there. I'll give you two versions. I have a Core i5 4660, not the K version, so it's not overclockable. 16 gigs of DDR3 RAM, a GTX 1070, Intel 700 series NVMe SSD, and then just like my normal power supply and motherboard. Were you yawning because I was boring people? Or were
no,
you
no. Yawning? I'm yawning because it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's fine. Layman's terms, I've got a
really badass computer.
A 6-year-old processor.
Old.
Struggles.
As soon as I heard i5, unclockable.
I got an Xbox One X. I mean,
brag about it. 1%.
As you have one sitting to the left of you.
Shut up.
Right?
And a PS4 Pro. Shut up.
I got an Xbox
and a flat screen.
So basically,
mounted to your wall.
Basically, the only thing that's not dated in my PC is my graphics card and that Intel SSD. Those are the only two things in my PC that's not
dated. So your graphics card is pretty good.
My graphics card is fine. Like, I honestly wouldn't do anything with my graphics card because the newer ones, I can't justify the price for the performance.
What kind of computer could I get for like a custom PC for like say my budget was $700?
We could build you one. It depends on what you're going to do with it. You're a creator, so you wouldn't get a lot of content creation, but we can make a decent PC rig or a gaming rig.
Yeah, a gaming rig.
Yeah.
Because I have my MacBook for creating.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. We could make it happen.
So what would it be, though?
Oh, gosh. We'd probably put an i7 6600K. It's 2 years, 3 years old processor. Mm-hmm. But it's still newest gen socket. I would put 8 gigs DDR4 RAM. A GTX, probably a 1070 since the cost has come down. Mm. And then just your normal, we could throw in there 128 gig SSD, throw in 1 terabyte hard drive, boost that 1 terabyte hard drive with Intel's, Optane module, and make it happen. I think we would be damn close to that. With those specs.
Either a computer nerd either came their pants or called you a fucking noob. So
probably the latter. Yeah. Because I was really going off just off the wall there.
Yeah, since I heard 8 gigs of RAM, I'm like, boo.
You think that, but really games don't use more than
they don't, but like 4. If you start multitasking though.
Yeah, you're gonna be multitasking in gaming. That's what I'm saying. Well, that goes back to what I'm saying. Like, if you ever
streaming,
I wouldn't stream with that rig. No.
Yeah.
Well, you probably could get by with your processor. Actually, that processor is a pretty hefty processor. Plus, with a good cooling system, we could overclock it. Anyway, we're getting too much into the PC stuff. We're segregating your audience. Hi, lovelies. How are you?
I love you. Please make out with me. So back to you being creative.
I
when did you start creating stuff? When did you pick that up?
I mean, if you want to go way back, one time I turned 5.
All right, yeah, let's not go back that far.
Okay. Well, ooh. I mean, the reason why I brought that up is because my grandma, she was like, hey, I'm gonna cook a cake for you. You like dinosaurs, so why don't you draw all the dinosaurs for the cake?
Okay.
So like probably when back then when my grandma was like, hey, like I see that you're creative, why don't you go ahead and just help me create this cake. So probably when I was 5. That's when I started. But music wise, I started when I was probably 12.
When I asked that question, why did that memory come to mind?
Because you asked me.
But why did that memory specifically come to mind? That, like, that first one was the first one that came to mind.
Can I point out that Jeff Fufu said pacifically instead of specifically?
Because you asked me when I became creative. That's the first thing I can remember.
Was there, like, is there any kind of meaning to it?
I mean,
I shit my pants once. I rubbed it on the walls, and my parents said some really creative words to me.
I'm so proud of you, Brian.
Did you really?
No.
I'm so proud.
Aww.
I did when I was a baby, like 2 weeks after I was born, I peed on the doctor. And then every time I saw the doctor, even after my parents changed my diaper, I'd pee on him. He just knew.
You know what I did after my 2 weeks? I had heart surgery.
There you go again. One up again.
I had to do it, bro.
I'm over here pissing on a doctor. Adults become an Iron Man.
I'm fighting for my life.
Getting the iron lung treatment over there.
But that's a true story. I have a big old like scar on my back.
I've seen it. It's pretty hot.
It's ladies. Pretty.
I can't pretty, huh?
I can't say what.
Poor Jamel. Jamel, look what you got yourself into.
Yeah. For real, I'm trying to savage this.
You're trying to savage?
Savage.
Hey.
Boy. No, but I mean, my grandma, she was always very supportive of anything I want to do. So was my grandpa.
Must be nice.
Shut up, bro. I remember, like, okay, specifically when I started playing music, that's probably the most, like, one of the most creative things. I was driving with my mom and stepdad to Fort Smith to watch like, a movie or something. And I was like, hey, I want to learn how to play bass guitar. That's how specific it was.
Right.
Bass guitar. Who wants to learn how to play bass guitar?
I mean, they sound pretty dope, you know?
I mean, if you get a good, like, flea.
He's yeah, I mean, great bassist. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, but it's like most people want to learn like guitar, drums, or whatever. But I said bass, and they were like, "Oh, okay," and they just didn't take it serious. And then I kept saying, "Hey, I like a bass, like a bass." And then I got a bass one day, and I just kept playing.
Isn't that a Nicki Minaj song?
Shush! Don't even bring that up.
I'm just all about that bass. No, that's it. No, that's another song.
Oh, all about that bass. About that bass.
No trouble. That's another song.
See, I didn't know that part.
That is a Nicki Minaj song, though. I just can't think of the melody.
That's right. Go on.
But I kept playing music. I played with a couple guys when I was like in middle school. Like fun fact, we played like Jingle Bells at like the end of the school year for Christmas.
So you learned did you teach yourself or?
I taught myself and also like learned how to read tabs, which is basically kind of like reading notes, but like the bass off the fretboard of like a guitar and bass. And then I started playing with other people. Playing with other people is what taught me the most. So I did stuff like that. Like I said, very, very fortunate. I got to play and record a lot of different places. I actually got to play in the studio or record in the studio where
Knoxville's dad,
where Willie Nelson recorded Redhead Stranger.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was down in Dallas. It was really cool. And it was crazy being there because I'm like, oh, Willie Nelson was here one time.
Probably that is actually pretty cool.
And so I'm very fortunate, very thankful for the things I got to do with music. And I still love music. I'm very, very connected to it. But I saw a meme the other day that I thought was really cool. It was a picture of Thor and a picture of King Arthur. And Arthur was trying to pull up Thor's hammer, and Thor was trying to pull up King Arthur's sword.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You showed me that.
Yeah, and I said, you may well be meant to do great things. It just might not be in the way that you think. And so I've always loved music, and I for the longest time, that's what I pursued, like, for years, probably ever since I was 15, pursued it. Wanted it more than anything, but it just never happened, and that's okay. And after I saw a meme, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I was just trying to do the wrong thing.
And then you became a botanist.
a botanist.
Everything came.
I became a botanist.
Yes.
But, you know, kind of.
No, like, that's a, that I don't disagree. I mean, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I like that picture a lot because.
I do too. I saved it because like that to me, like. You know, I wanted to do music. I wanted to do that. But then, you know, later on, I got into photography. I got into podcasting. I got into videography.
There was a good quote that I don't remember who said it, but it went like this. It was somebody was giving advice to like a college student, like freshman going into their college year or their first year of college. And they said, don't go to college to figure out what you want to do, go to college and figure out what you don't want to do. And that was kind of, that resonated with me because colleges, after you get to a certain credit hour,
you get a lot of debt.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Yeah. But once you get past a certain credit hour, they don't charge you for the classes. Like, for instance, I know once you hit 12 and you're considered full time, like any other classes you take after that, you're not actually really paying for. So it's one of those things where take the classes that you are interested in. Like say, okay, I want to go into wood carving or whatever. Oh, I didn't like that. Well, now you know. I'm not going to pursue that. Don't spend 2 years of your collegiate career pursuing something without exploring and expanding your boundaries and finding out exactly like, okay, I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like that. Would you, as a college graduate, would you recommend that to somebody, Dalton?
Oh, man. I would say I'm very happy that I have my college degree and what I have it in. But I honestly, anyone that's considering college or that's currently in college that's not about to graduate, ask yourself what you're doing is something that you'd want to do the rest of your life. And if the answer is no, stop doing it.
Right.
That's like, a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money. And like, I have a lot of debt to pay back. Like I said, I'm very thankful for my college degree. It's something no one can take away from me. And I promise you there is a, it's an awesome feeling to be able to put on any type of application. What's your highest level of education? Bachelor's. It's very cool to put that on there.
GED.
Right. It's very cool to put that on there. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, if you are not in college or you're thinking about going to college or you're like a sophomore or freshman or even a junior. Well, if you're a junior, keep just do it.
Just do it. You're already on a sinking ship. You might as well just keep going.
But if you're below a junior, just seriously ask yourself, is this something that you want to do the rest of your life? And if the answer is no, just stop.
When I was in college, I didn't have a good concept of the actual cost, like how what I was actually spending. Now that I dropped out of school and am a bum and I'm paying back those student loans, you realize how much money you actually put into it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, thankfully, I only have $15,000 worth of debt. But $15,000 could buy 7 MacBook Pros.
Yeah.
Right.
Could be a really good down payment on a house.
Like, you don't realize until you start paying it back, but that college is so expensive.
Well, let me put it this way.
I'm not saying college is bad. I'm not trying to deter anybody from going to college.
Yeah, college is good. The experience I had and the friendships I made, I would not replace for the world.
Yeah.
But in terms of financial and like money, I pretty much.
You did say on the other podcast you didn't know where your degree was.
No, I know. Well, I mean, I pretty much like my friends that did pursue their degree versus like my salary. There's not much difference.
Yeah.
There's really not.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's one thing to consider. It also depends on your degree. Now, if you're going to go to college and be like a IT manager, like when you graduate, you're going to make probably about 6 figures.
Maybe if you can find a job.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, I mean.
Because, well, just in the IT field, I know there's a lot of companies that aren't hiring internally anymore. They're subcontracting all their IT work out. So then you have cheaper. To apply. Exactly. Then you have to apply for a cheap IT job, and then there goes your six figure.
Yeah, because how many people are like, oh, I just graduated college, I'll work for whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a bunch. Did you ever want to go to college, Jamel?
Did I ever want to go to college? Absolutely.
Here I am assuming you didn't go to college.
Right. No, absolutely. I did not. My mom made too much money, of course. And I honestly just recently started living on my own. So, and I don't have enough time to go to college. So, I feel like because I had a point to go to college. There was honestly I feel like there's one point in my life where if I did choose to go to college, my life would be completely different right now. Like there was like a crossroad and I chose to go left and that's where I am now. And I feel like if I would have went right, my life would have been completely different, honestly. And I realize that now, honestly, completely looking back at my life, recapping everything that I've been through up to that point, I've definitely can say when I was asked, hey, do you want to move to Tahlequah with us? Yes or no? That was a cross point.
Mm.
And when I said no, here I am now. If I would have said yes, my life would have been completely different.
You wouldn't be here right now.
I would not. Well, I mean, I'm sure I would probably moved back to Muskogee probably, but my life would have been completely different. Absolutely. I probably wouldn't have kids. No telling what my life would have been like.
I like, that's way too deep of a conversation to get into on the happy hour. But what I'm hinting to is neither one of you have watched Bandersnatch yet on Netflix, have you?
No, yeah. I'm going to try to watch it tomorrow.
I don't got time to watch Netflix, dude.
I see you on Madden.
Bruh, video games over everything, dog.
Okay, whatever.
I'm a
Bandersnatch Interactive.
Okay, and
how's the soundtrack?
Oh, phenomenal.
So I loved it. Is it real 80s?
Yeah, kind of? Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was good. But Bandersnatch, I've been wanting to do a podcast on Bandersnatch.
And you told
watch
me
to it get tomorrow,
Fallout. And you haven't I even played. Yeah, where you at, bruh?
Editing podcasts because somebody didn't want their middle name in there.
Hey, you wanted to know what my middle name was.
Yeah, so did everyone in the world.
Did they? Did they want to know what my middle name was?
Yes.
No,
they did.
They don't want to know.
You're making an excuse.
No, I'm not.
But no, I was wanting, because Bandersnatch, non-spoiler, it's about a choose-your-own-adventure game. Well, with a computer, you have either a zero or a one. And that's kind of what your crossroads was. You could go left or you go right, and that changes it. And it's kind of interesting to think that you can dial in every decision you made to a zero or a one. So that's kind of just like a callback to the Programmed Reality podcast we did a long time ago, which I'd like to redo once you guys watch Bandersnatch.
Well, let me ask you guys, do you think there's any part in you guys' life that you can narrow it back that has ever been a crossroad that if you guys would have went the other way, it could be completely different for you right now?
Oh, I'm in a crossroad right now. What's the very beginning of it? I could have stayed in Tahlequah, lived by myself, or I could have moved up here. I chose to move up here and have a roommate.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay.
No. And that goes back to my fear of failing. So I never really put myself in a crossroads position that I know of. I mean, every decision I made was calculated in a way.
I mean, I feel like,
I guess. Okay. I know. I take it back. I guess. Yeah. I mean, there was a crossroad, like, okay, senior year, I could have decided to stay here or go to Arizona. That was a crossroad. Yeah. Right. And I think my life would be kind of different. Probably, actually, I take it back. I think my life would be significantly different because I learned my eyes growing up in a small town. I wasn't exposed to a lot. And so moving four states away and having to figure it out on my own, that opened up my overall worldview. And that's actually kind of what started this whole number. Because when I moved back, I realized just how sheltered we become in our own little bubble of the world.
Right.
And it's the world's huge, man. I mean, it's massive out there.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
It's unreal. It's unfathomable.
This thing about like New York and California.
I was blown away by the number of people in LA when we went. It's wild, dude. It's wild.
I've been exposed to a lot of different crossroads. At least I say a lot, but at least three or four in my life. And that opens up a whole nother conversation about like parallel universes.
Ooh.
Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch.
Watch it.
That's a whole nother topic, though.
He literally. Okay, no spoilers. Watch it, please, for the love.
But God, that's what I'm saying. Like I say that not to get like trippy and creepy, but like I'm literally thinking, okay, what would happen if I would have went down this road?
Right.
Because I don't think it's trippy to do that. I think.
It's reflective.
I think that's 100% okay to reflect.
Because, like I said, I'm at a crossroads right now. I've already chosen my path. But I had two paths before me. Well, I could have lived by myself in Tahlequah. Mm-hmm. Or I could have moved to Muskogee and get a roommate. Mm-hmm. I chose. Hi. Hey.
Hi.
I chose a roommate path because I wanted to still be involved in the community.
Right.
I didn't want to be by myself. I mentioned it last podcast. I'm very easily like a hermit. I can be by myself. I honestly could probably be by myself like 20 days and be like, no issues at all.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted to be by myself. Like when you first presented the idea of us moving in together, I said no.
Yeah.
Because in the back of my mind, I was like, man, I really just want to kind of do this on my own and be by myself.
Well, I was the same
way. And then the podcast stuff started happening and I was like, you know what? No.
Well, let's play theoretical. What do you think would happen if you would have stayed?
In Tahlequah?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be on your own? Probably.
I would have been on my own. I would have my own apartment. I'd probably...
Probably been more broke.
I'd have been more broke. I would probably honestly be more depressed. Honestly. Just for a simple fact that I was by myself.
Yeah.
But being around other people, being around, you know, future roommate, whatever. Like I said, I'm forced to be in a community. And humans, I really believe, need to be in a community to grow, to function, to be humans.
I agree with you on that.
Humans are not meant to be alone.
No. It's interesting because that's why I actually preferred split days off.
Yeah.
Because when I had a day off, well, all my friends and everything are working. And so, yeah, it was nice to be on my own. But usually by the end of that day, I was like, man, like there was a small part of me that wishes I was at work just because everybody else was there.
Yeah.
And so I was always happy that I was working the next day because I didn't get too far away from my friends.
I can see that.
It's weird. But yeah, I mean, it's ingrained in us to commute or to build communities and to build relationships and everything like that, because I mean, if you look at our ancestors and stuff, like not one person settled somewhere. It was usually a group of people settled.
Exactly. And
then they would build a community. Like it was always, you can look back in all the history and we're always just a group.
Okay. That makes me ask another question.
Okay.
Do you guys believe in imprinting, or do you guys believe in love at first sight?
This relieves. See, to me, there's not a difference because I think of Twilight, and they're two the same things. Remember when Jacob imprinted on the daughter?
How are they the same thing, though?
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember Twilight? You scrub.
If I'm a scrub for not watching Twilight, I'm fine with that.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch all the episodes or movies.
All right, dude. All right, here we go. I will watch Lord of the Rings, but you have to watch all the Twilights.
You sound like that's a chore to watch Lord of the Rings. Like, it's actually a good movie.
It is a chore. Those movies are 3 days long.
Okay, Lord of the Rings is the ultimate bromance.
Okay, it's Twilight is the ultimate gay mans. Let's go.
Well.
He got you there.
Touche.
He does got you there.
Touche, sir.
Stalemate.
Okay, you admit it for what it is.
Define the difference for me, because to me, they're the same thing.
I feel like, I mean, one's like, one's more love at first sight. It's more of a human reaction, and the other one's more of a nature reaction.
Okay. My answer to you,
but is, you know, since we're technically mammals, you know what I'm saying? So like,
my answer to you is I believe
the thing called love.
In a thing called quantum entanglement.
Okay.
So quantum entanglement's proven. It's in quantum physics. It's where two atoms, each one of them have a spin. Mm. So one could be spinning up, one could be spinning down. Right. Spinning down. Whenever they become quantum entangled, if you flip the other one goes the opposite in an instant. Doesn't matter the distance between them. So I can almost... I mean, to me, I just make the connection of love at first sight, or in this case, it'd be imprinting. Mm-hmm. When you meet somebody, you literally are entangled with that person on at the quantum scale. And I think that comes down to mother's instinct. Like, you can almost tie it back to mother's instinct. Like, there's plenty of stories where a mother just knew something was wrong. And I think it has to do with that as well. Because our bodies are made of them. That's the only thing we're made of are atoms. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I believe that part. As far as love at first sight, I believe that's more of a trick than an actual, like an actual, I don't know. I don't believe in love at first sight, because our minds, you got to remember, your mind is this thing the size of your two fists put together. And this husk of a body, and it's controlling everything, even the reality that you perceive yourself. So I feel like love at first sight almost plays a trick on us, because we can think and determine our own realities in any way. So that's why I don't necessarily believe in love at first sight. I do believe in quantum entanglement, and that just that feeling, that connection you get with an individual. I think that has to do something with it, personally.
Dalton.
Excuse me.
You awake over there?
Yeah, I am. I believe in the
thing called love.
In the whole, shut up. I believe in the imprinting. Was kind of like going back to what Briar said. In terms of love, I don't believe in love at first sight. I believe in attraction at first sight.
I was attracted to Jamel at first.
So. I mean, that's just the way it is. Like honestly, and that's proven science right there. The first thing that we notice in the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever you're attracted to, is attraction. It's not like, oh, like, because if you love somebody, you love everything about them. How can you love their personality if you never met them before?
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
So like you can fall in love with their looks and their appearance and their attractiveness, but there's no such thing as love at first sight. There's not. And it's okay, because here's the thing. If that's a fairy tale mentality, true love outlasts all of that. True love is like, hey, like, yeah, I was attracted to you at first. I got to know your personality and I love that too. But right now I'm dealing with the fault. I'm dealing with the heartache. I'm dealing with the trial, but I'm going to keep loving you through that. That's true love. Dude, F the whole, like, I love you at first sight. F the whole, like, yeah, like, I seen a thing the other day on Facebook. Most girls don't want love. They want a marriage. They want a wedding.
What the fuck is the difference?
They want a wedding. They don't want a marriage.
Well, I should say. Okay, I take it back. Oh, I know.
Let me rephrase that. Most girls and even most guys, they don't want a marriage. They want a wedding. They want to show off, like, oh, hey, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Everybody wants their special day.
Yeah, everyone wants their special day.
Everybody wants their 5 seconds of fame.
But true love is like, okay, it sucks today, but I'm going to keep trying tomorrow.
I'm loving you guys' answers so far.
Okay. Does it say a lot about us?
So far, so far. All right, so what are you guys' stages of love? Or do you guys think there is stages of love?
I think there, I 100%.
There's same. First base, second base, third base, and home run, baby.
And then the unknowing mythical fourth base that I've never been to.
What we call, or Dalton will say, the butt.
I don't do butt.
I believe there's stages in love. And to me, the stages of love is like puppy dog, puppy love. Then the honeymoon stage, then the committed, this is my partner, love, thick and true no matter what. And then that's the stages of love. I think a person experiences different types of love. So I read an article once that in your lifetime, you will have three loves of your life.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think we've all read that. Or my buddy actually told me one.
So like your first one is your first love. It's the one that always hurts because it gives you the harsh reality that something may not last forever. So, and your first love to me is always your purest because you don't have any withdrawals. You don't have any hesitations. Like it's all in. Mm-hmm. Second love is when it could have been the right person, but the wrong time, or right time, wrong person. I don't know.
I think the second one is the one you learn from.
Yes, the second one's the one you learn from. So yeah, you end up falling in love with somebody. You grow the most while you're in that relationship. You learn more about yourself, and it just doesn't work out. Mm. And then the third love is the one that's it. I don't know.
I think the third one was the one that's either is the timing one.
Yeah.
And I think there's four.
I read the one that said three.
Yeah, I read three.
Okay. See, I think there was four for me. I think the third one was
like, that's the person you marry and all that good jazz.
See, the fourth one was the one that was it for me.
Still waiting on the first one.
I think I'm on my third.
Boy, you got a rude awakening, boy.
Dude, 24, right? Is how old you are?
I think. Are we 24?
I'm about to be 25, so.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me you really never fell in love with nobody
yet. No, I was lying.
Okay.
It's all part of the bit, dude.
Who was your first love? Or how old? Call him out. Okay. Don't call him out. How old was you?
Good joke.
No, really. How old was you?
He?
I said, how old was you?
Oh, I thought you kept saying, how old was he? And I was like, I'm not falling for that one, Jafufu. how old was I? I was 16.
Okay.
I was 16. You heard that story.
I need to hear the story.
No, we don't need to hear the story. But yeah, I was 16.
Okay.
Another podcast.
And then
we'll all talk about our first love.
I was 18.
I think I was 18 too. Mm.
Then the second one, I think, 22.
Second one was,
I think, was I 22?
19 going into 21.
No. I was 21 second time. So my third
time was 24. Hi, Dalton.
Hey, Briar.
So when's the engagement?
Why'd you do the voice?
You can mute it.
I'm not done.
Okay.
Oh, your wrist popped.
This is me now.
Okay, Bane.
No, I was Bob's Burgers, bro.
Okay. Animal killer.
Anyways. Speaking of age, I'll be 30 in February.
Dirty 30, let's go.
Dirty 30.
Get the hype reel.
30 and flirty.
Hey, you won't be in that awkward stage.
I won't be. Thank goodness, I'm so excited.
Excited to turn 30. Did you knock over the cup?
No, it was my shoe.
Okay. Where's your cup?
It's over here.
Okay. Just check.
Empty.
Keep your secrets.
I am excited.
30 years, man.
30 years.
You're halfway through your life.
No. Hey, by the time 30 years from now, I'll be dead. 60 years old. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I still have a long life left. I mean,
think of everything that's happened up to this point. or well, it's not your birthday yet, but think of everything that's happened up to your 30 mark. Imagine doing it all over again. Everything.
Gosh.
That puts time in a, that concept of time brought back into scope, like how much time you still really have. Like we're still way young.
Oh yeah. Like, well, I mean, I always tell people, and even people at work and in my public life, they're like, how old are you? Like 24, 25? I'm like, well, no.
Thank you.
I know.
Usually the first thing out of his mouth.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. No, I'm almost 30. I honestly, like when I was 21, I was in terrible shape. I was overweight. I was actually looking at pictures with Kaylee and Coco like today. And dude, when I was 21, I looked like I was like 35. But, you know, working. I told you,
you're my Chris Pratt.
You know, baby, working out, eating healthy. Like, I feel great. I really do. Like, I feel like I'm still in my 20s.
Yeah, I always have to remind myself that, like, dude, you're 24. You gotta slow down.
It don't help with you though, because I've always said once you have a kid, that automatically adds 7 years to your age.
It really does. Like, and it doesn't help that
you
like,
got 14 years.
Well, and it doesn't help that like I was like mature at a very, very, very young age.
Right.
So it's just like my whole fucking, I don't even know how old I am.
I always hung out with the, I know I, and people always ask me, I have to think. And it those who are under 21, it's going to happen. Once you hit 21, that's kind of the big.
No, I know fucking 23-year-olds who are just complete dumb fucks who just should just grow the fuck up, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, I get it. 40-year-olds, you're 23. That need to grow up, you're so. Living your life. Awesome. But don't be a dumbass, honestly. Yeah, I mean, you can enjoy your life. Don't be a dumbass.
Yeah.
My thing is. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to run around with a bunch of older people. Like everybody. I used to hang out with my sister's friends because they liked me better than her. And they were like 3-4 years older than I was.
You thought they did.
No, they did. They
did. Just like, hey, let me hang out.
Like my parents used to ask my sister, hey, is it okay if he hangs out with them? Because she knew the type of people they were, which it didn't matter. But that's why, and even now, I still hang out with people who are way older than I am. And so I always have that mindset that I'm a lot older than I really am.
Real fast. How long have we been going?
We've been going for an hour, sir. Okay. So we are going to wrap it up.
Okay, just making sure.
Yep. We are all like slowly falling asleep because it is 1:21 in the morning right now. So thank you all for listening. This was another episode of the Saturday Night Happy Hour. Tell us what you think. Comment, like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.